views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Hey, CA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill that we have to pay? It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us. You serve L.A. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind. You don't know us.
Good morning.
You have no clue.
Doing?
Do you tell us what to do?
Morning, Terry. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah, the sound is off.
I'm a little loud here in my own ears.
Yeah, you're always loud in everybody else's ears as well.
Let me see. Oh, that's much better.
There you go.
Thanks, Ashley.
There you go.
Hey, Wynn, how you doing, buddy?
So far, so good. We've got a great day in Jefferson.
It is. Boy, this weather is beautiful, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, I worked like a dog. I worked all the day yesterday in the yard.
Yeah, so did Sally.
And you can't tell.
Sally's like the perfect wife. You buy her a lawnmower.
She loves getting on a job, her riding mower and going out there.
She does, yeah. That's a true story. She actually asked me for a riding lawnmower in red. That was what she, I mean, no diamonds for that girl. I'm on a little tractor, man.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. Here you go, sweetie.
That an AR.
I could see Sally doing that.
How are you, my friend?
I am doing well.
So hey, Ashley, how you doing?
We're up and running and making it happen today. So what do we got going on in Jefferson?
Well, first of all, tomorrow night at 2570 Bonnie View Road, I had to
think about that again.
Yeah.
Yep.
At the Faith Community Church, we have our meeting at 6 o'clock. We'll be having Kathy Darling Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Kathy Allen Darling?
Darling Allen.
Darling Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And she is our county
Registrar of Voters. Yes.
She is.
Yes.
So I'm what we're doing, we're tag teaming this morning.
Yeah.
But anyway, she is very, very good to listen to. She'll be talking about voting. She'll be talking about how you can help, taking questions, everything else that's been going on. So it's a very, very important meeting for the community. We want to encourage all the people to come out at 6 o'clock and at 5:30, of course, we always have our Jefferson meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have an update on that. Wynn, what do you got there? I know we have some events coming up, one particular in Red Bluff, yes?
Red Bluff, yes. They're going to be doing a gun shoot down there, and we want people to be able to come and check that out. That you can still sign up. I talked to a committee member yesterday, and they did say that you could still sign up as of yesterday. So they're taking sign-ups if you want. It's hosted by the Tehama Shooters, and it's going to be down in Red Bluff, a little bit out of Red Bluff, at 26950 Manton Road, Red Bluff. So it's a couple miles outside of Red Bluff on the east side. They're going to have three events to select from, and you can do one, two, or all three. They have center fire handgun, rifle, and trap, and they want people to come and check it out. If you get registered, you can call this number. It's 529-1346. 529-1346. And they will help you get started, and you can do what you want to do on the trap. It should be pretty fun.
And we also have a call tonight.
Yes, we do. And let me see. I don't have that number in front of me, so I know it's here somewhere. And don't do that to me, because let me do that on my own. Because when you do that to me, you screw me up every single time. The conference call tonight at 7 o'clock. You can get on the phone at 712-770-4114. Again, 712-770-4114. And then once you get into that menu, it'll prompt you to do something. So the number they're going to want you to enter is 307-268 hashtag, or pound sign as we all know it, 307-268 hashtag. And then once you get in there, you can hear what's going on the call. And you will be muted. So you won't be able to ask questions, but you'll be able to hear things. And if you want to see what's going on in the chat room at the same time, if you have your phone online and you can hear what's going on the conference call, you can get onto soj51.org and go onto the events calendar and then go on to the actual calendar for today. Click on the conference call, and then it'll prompt you into getting into the chat room so you can ask questions that way. And then you can see what other questions are being asked by others that are on the chat room. So that's the way to do it. Hope to hear everybody hear from everybody on that. And those calls are every 2 weeks, second, fourth Sunday of the month.
Yep.
So that would be the time to get in there and find out what's going on and see what's happening.
What else you got, buddy?
Let's see. I know there was other stuff here, and it's Sunday. Oh, hey, you want to listen to the other folks at 10 o'clock? We have another radio show down in southern part of Jefferson with Placer, El Dorado, and now Nevada County. I just went brain dead there for a moment. They're on K-High radio station, AM 950 and FM 104.5. Again, AM 950 and FM 104.5. And I know you can do it online, but I don't see the address on here. So I'm sorry about that. But I can give you the phone number for them if you want to call and talk to them online or live on the radio. Their phone number is 530-885-3565. Again, 530-885-3565. And they'll be giving you information about what's going on down in the southern part of Jefferson. So I think that's what I have for the moment. But if I find something else, I'll put it out there in just a moment.
Sounds good. Now, okay. Jimmy, we have Jimmy on the line. Jimmy, what you got, buddy?
Hey, real quick, are you guys going to do the Jefferson thing you had at that park? Is that going to be rescheduled?
That's been rescheduled for the latter part of May.
May 26th, I believe.
Awesome.
If hey, that's a Saturday, it is May 26th.
Awesome. I'll be looking forward to that. Hey, I don't know if you guys have gone over this. I've only missed like 2.5 of your shows out of the whole time you guys have been on, but have you guys heard about the California Senate appointed an illegal immigrant to serve on a committee to advise the California Student Aid Committee?
I did see something about that in the news, but I did not read it, and I'm guilty of that, and I'm sorry, I don't.
Yeah, so they hired this 33-year-old illegal immigrant to be an advisor on how to get student financial aid to low-income communities and illegal residents. So here we have the California Senate hiring an illegal immigrant to work, and it's just, I'm perplexed because here she is, she's 33, she came here when she was 14, and she graduated from the Santa Clara University School of Law in 2016 and passed the bar in 2017. So my question is, she's gone through all this stuff and all this, you know, education and hard work, but in that time, in 19 years, she couldn't become a resident?
Yes, she did the hard work going to law school. Illegally. Didn't she have to fill out some forms to ask if
yes.
she was a resident of the United
That's
States and
think.
Or California or the county in which she resides? Didn't she have to answer those questions when she filled out paperwork to become a lawyer?
Yeah, you'd think.
Yeah.
You've had other illegals that have passed the bar in California and that are practicing too. So I know Kevin DeLeon was praising her, which isn't a big surprise. But anyways, I thought I'd throw that out there that we're hiring, our state is hiring illegals now.
Yeah, you know, as much as it disgusts me, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad that that's what they're doing, and all the more reason for us to separate and get rid of those jackwagons that are doing it to us. You know, get rid of them, move on, and start anew with our new state, clean slate, and a clear understanding of what's to be done and what's not to be done, following the Constitution, the federal Constitution, and then the new state Constitution, the new state of being Jefferson.
Absolutely. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much, and you guys have a great weekend.
Hey, you too. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy. You know, it comes back to what's your line in the sand, and I want to just bring up something very quickly before we go to the break. I'm going to bring up something, and then we're going to play a little tune for you before we go to the break. But, you know, April the 19th, why is that significant? Well, on April the 19th, 245 years ago, That's when the Revolutionary War started. The Redcoats marched their 700 men down to Lexington. They wanted to arrest John Hancock and Sam Adams, and they wanted to take our munitions. And, you know, just 700 men lining up against, oh, gosh, 70 guys that were going to stand on that green, and they were going to fight for their liberty and defend their liberty and defend their country and defend their rights. Well, as you know, the shot heard around the world rang out, and 8 colonists lie dead. There was one wounded Brit. And the British went back, and they started to move back toward Boston. And as they did, what happened is they were attacked by farmers and patriots, colonists, behind bushes, behind rocks, shooting them, attacking them in guerrilla warfare. And there was one gentleman named Samuel Whitmore, 78 years old. He lived on a farm, and it was right in the path of all this. And he heard this noise outside, and he grabbed his musket off the wall, and he grabbed 2 dueling pistols, and then grabbed his sword and put it around his waist and went out and got behind a rock. And some British soldiers walked up, and he took his musket out and shot and killed the first one. Took his pistols out, shot and killed another one, mortally wounded another one. Then he drew his saber. As he drew his saber, the rest of the British soldiers conversed on him, shot him point blank in the face. Stabbed him numerous times with bayonets and kicked him. Left him in a bloody mess for dead. Well, a little while later, some colonists walked up to Samuel. He was trying to load his pistols, leaned up against a rock. They took him off to a doctor. As they took him off to this doctor, he lived miraculously. Fact is, he lived to be 96 years old and died of natural causes. When you stop and think about, or I do, you know, yeah, we're working hard at splitting the state. We're working hard at liberty. But really, look at the measure. Look at how Samuel stood for what he believed in. And look at how far he went. And I think to myself, you know, what really am I doing? What are we doing? What's our line in the sand? We want to hear from you. 605-4567. 605-4567. Give us a call. Are we going to stand for this much longer? Are we going to stand for the sanctuary state much longer? Are we going to stand for tyranny much longer? Are we going to stand from the lies we hear from the criminals in Sacramento on both sides of the aisle much longer? Are we going to let them take our guns away? Time has come.
4:51.
You'll wish you hadn't, you'll be sorry. The worst mistake you'll ever make. Don't try and take my guns away. You think today's your lucky.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming 3 states instead of 1. California has an area larger than 7 East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
So don't try and take my guns away, the American way. All the things we fought and died for, and a great price that was paid. So don't try and take my guns away. It's freedom's way.
Alrighty, we're back at it. You cannot take our guns away, no matter what, no matter what you want to do. You can take them, but it'll be lead first. And once we run out of lead, then we'll beat you with it. So it'll get pretty ugly, I think. I mean, well, I'm serious. You think about all the guns that are owned in, you know, in the North State.
So you're saying those old wooden stocks will come in handy.
Yeah, well, and some of them are, you know, not always just wood, but yes, they come in handy. They're the weapon of choice.
Now, it looks like the phone lines are lit up. We do have people on the line. Nick, we'll go to you first.
Good morning, Nick. Buddy? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing terrific. Thank you. Hey, you know, you were mentioning that our founding fathers hid behind rocks and trees, and I remember reading something about when the war started that we were called uncivilized. Civilized people do not fight wars hiding behind and shooting at them. I thought that was quite comical. And wasn't it funny that it seems like I read, too, where George Washington crossed the Potomac during Christmas break in the war and took their general hostage?
Yes, you're right. That's exactly what happened.
Well, the thing about Samuel Whitmore is he did stand up. I mean, he stood up and went right at him. I mean,
it's just
an amazing story to think that he lived to be 96 years old.
And died of natural causes.
But they just couldn't believe that we'd hide behind a tree instead of lining up and trading shots like a duel. And when it comes to drawing your line in the sand as far as how much more are we going to take, you forgot to mention the unfunded liabilities.
Yeah.
And the royalty class that they have made here in California, and we've had enough of that also.
Yeah, I've had enough of it, especially, you know, again, it's the same old thing where, you know, if you talk about the police salaries, you're a bad person because you don't like police. Oh, okay. But it's okay that they're the fifth highest paid. That's okay. But don't talk bad about them because, you know,
we want these government employees that do such a wonderful job to have a retirement three or four times more than us tax-producing members of society.
That's
but
right.
The main reason I called, get your pens and paper out. I'm going to give you a phone number. I want you to call the White House and tell them that you want Hillary Clinton prosecuted or pardoned. If they're not going to prosecute her, they need to pardon her to cement her place in history as a traitor to our country. And here's a few reasons why. Benghazi, overthrowing a sovereign country, and then lying to Congress and lying to the FBI. Hillary was money laundering for her nonprofit that they registered in Canada so they wouldn't have to report where the donations came from. For Uranium One, how about for using her position as Secretary of State to enrich herself and her nonprofit? And her email server, sending classified information off an unsecure server. That's just a start, and we need to cement her place in history as a traitor and a criminal to our country. And here is the phone number. Write it down. Call the White House. Give them your opinion. The number is 202-456-1414. If they hear from just a few of us, it'll come to their attention. Thank you for giving me this platform.
One more time on the phone number before you go, buddy. One more time on the phone number.
202-456-1414.
Perfect. Thank you, Nick. And you're absolutely right. They need to hear from us.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You
okay,
too.
Let's go to Carrie.
Good morning, Carrie. How are you doing?
Hello, Carrie. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, Terry. It's
oh,
Terry.
Hi.
Terry.
Oh.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm calling in because help may be on the way. Yesterday I received a copy of a proposed initiative called the Children's Family and Community Protection Act, and they're requesting an initiative that will repeal SB 54, Sanctuary State, also to repeal AB 60, which is illegals being able to get California IDs and driver's license, and AB 450, which has to do with the immigration worksite enforcement action.
Do you have who brought those forward?
I do. And in fact, he's asked when I would be available for a phone call. He's going to follow up with a call. This was filed on Wednesday, April 18th, with the Attorney General.
Okay, and who was it?
The request is by a Donald Rosenberg.
Okay.
And he has an attorney in Sacramento being the media contact or any other information.
Fantastic.
Wow, that's good news.
It is good news.
Very good news.
Right. So, and I told them once they get this going that we've got 23 counties of citizens that will get out there and get the signatures.
I think it's important that you did mention 23 counties. Mariposa and Stanislaus are close enough. It's kind of one of those things where we're just about to call it. In fact, we are calling it Mariposa, Stanislaus County. Welcome.
Right, right.
Now, okay, Terry, that again was, those were SB 54.
And, SB 54.
And then a Senate bill 450 and a Senate bill 60.
No, it's Assembly bill.
Or Assembly bill, excuse
60
me.
60 and 450. 60 was in 2013 by, no surprise, Jerry Brown. That had to do with the driver's license.
Of course.
I don't know who authored AB 450, but that's the more recent one that affects employers.
Oh, well, okay. All right. Well, good. Well, that's good information to have. So Senate Bill 54, Assembly Bill 450, and Assembly Bill 60. Just
right.
So everybody
yeah.
can look
it's
those up.
It's a very detailed initiative. It's done very well and would resolve a lot of our problems that we're all facing right now.
Oh, we'd love our problems resolved, wouldn't we?
Yeah, right, for sure.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So we're trying, and I'm happy to hear that there's so many counties that are going before their boards and city councils also to have their boards reject SB 54.
Okay.
And so we should be doing that soon in El Dorado County within the next month.
All right. Well, wow, it sounds like you've got some stuff going on there.
That's
yeah, awesome
going
to have
on
that information.
In Placer, Calaveras, Yuba, Sutter, Nevada is even. So we're getting there.
All right. Well, all this work is starting to pay off, isn't it?
Yeah, right, right. People are standing up finally. So.
Well, I'm glad you've got the contacts you do because you're the one who's making that magic happen on that end. Appreciate it, Terry.
Oh, thank you. And thank everybody out there also for their efforts. So you
Amen.
Have a good Sunday.
You too.
Thank you, my dear. I'll
thank
talk
you.
To you tonight.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
And Terry's absolutely right. Thank you to everyone putting in time, effort, energy, money, support, whatever you put into it, however you contributed. Truly, thank you very much because it's taking all of us doing everything that we do, as much or as little as we do, it takes all of us to get it done. And I personally just want to make sure we thank everybody and let you know that we truly appreciate it. And it will happen. We're going to get there. It's a time gobbler right now, and that's what we're doing. we're meeting with our attorneys and talking to them about the next steps of what's going to be happening and making sure things are moving forward as they need to be. It is a slow-moving train, let me tell you. It's almost like that train going nowhere, the one that Governor Brown is building, but that's the way it feels sometimes. But we are actually doing everything right. We're doing it legally, morally, and ethically. We're following the Constitution. We're being very careful not to do anything that's going to trip us up. And that's why it takes so long. The process is sometimes mind-boggling because there are so many things that can get thrown at you. And we have a wonderful team of attorneys that are working on this. And I want to thank them as well. They've been stellar on everything. And as far as their availability and the conference calls that we have, all the time. I'll just say all the time because that's what happens. It seems like every other day almost, it seems like we have a call going on giving what we're doing. So just a shout out and thank you to everybody. Thank you.
Okay, and we're going to go to Karen real quick. I know you're there, Kemosabe, but we're going to go to Karen real quick. Karen, what you got, hon?
Good morning, Karen.
Hi, good morning. This is Sheila.
I know.
Anyways, I wanted to thank you for the shout-out on the 23 counties, but the real reason I called is to let everybody know that Mariposa County will be having a discussion on the non-sanctuary status for Mariposa County, and that's this Tuesday. Starts at 11, but we're going to be there early, and we're pretty excited about that, so hopefully they'll do something. And the second thing is we have some things coming up. We're going to be having a parade. We're going to be in a parade in the Mariposa County Butterfly Days. It's a big festival, lots of people, about 200 people in the parade. So we're going to be in the parade.
Wow.
Not 200 Jeffersonians, 200 entries. So we're one of them. And then we've got a bunch of just flea market booths coming up. So I just want to let you know what's going on here at Southern Jefferson.
Well, we like to hear from the South.
We do, because you're right there on the border. You guys need a lot of Border Patrol hats down there. And
Yes, and license plates.
And license plates, because you are the border. And Shoeless Karen.
Shoeless Karen.
Oh, man, the best. Give your husband our best. What a great guy he is. What a great couple you guys are. And thanks for all you do down there. We couldn't do it without you, Shoeless. And I'm glad you got your shoes back.
You know,
thank
he's never going to let
you
forget that.
You
okay, you take care.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Kemosabe.
Good morning, Mark. How are you doing, buddy?
Kemosabe, you there?
Yeah, hello? I'm here.
Okay, oh, there we go.
There you are. Okay, well, we've got to go to a break real quick. And if we could just do that really quickly, and then we'll come right back to you, okay?
Yep.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right, going off to the next break.
Because time has come.
4:51.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. Mm-hmm. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
I met a desert woman.
we're back at it. Okay, we've got Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Well,
so far, so good. Better than we deserve, as Dave Ramsey would say.
No one's heard us yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's funny. I'm standing here. I'm looking out my back porch at the Marble Mountain Wilderness and looking up into Shackelford Creek, and snow still on top of the mountains, and one of the most beautiful places on earth, that's just one of them, in Jefferson. And I'm just standing here wondering, how did we come to this place where in California you pay $3.50 a gallon for gas?
Yeah.
And in Arkansas you pay $2.30.
Yeah.
In Texas you're paying $2.35. In Florida you're paying about $2.25. And California, the average is $3.50. I've seen $3.95 up where we live. And I'm just wondering how we came to a place where idiots in the California Senate, like Senator Anthony Portantino, whose claim to fame was he was the art director on the Grizzly Adams TV show, and that launched his career in politics. And he can say stupid things to the people of California, like, when one sits in Starbucks sipping one's latte, one should not have to see a weapon in open view. And where you have stuff like the governor of California can appoint an illegal alien to be literally a state official in charge of getting other illegal aliens cheap college tuition when the people of California are struggling to pay their bills. I'm wondering how we came to a place where the crooks and liars in Sacramento who favor people who broke the law to come here can stand in their offices and look at you, and Jerry Brown says you're lazy because you don't agree with his policies. And Jerry Brown said to the people of Paris that you need to be brainwashed into agreeing with climate change. And Jerry Brown said to the people in Holland that Californians are just lazy and they need to be taxed more and they need to be taught what climate change means. And Jerry Brown can go to China and make a deal with the Chinese so that California can promise to spend as much tax money as he can wring out of your pocket to curb global warming in order that the Chinese can continue to pollute like there's no tomorrow. I wonder how we come to a place where a governor of California thinks himself the king and emperor of the universe. I'm wondering if people ever ask themselves, what is the proper role of government? Because the proper role of government is well defined in the California Constitution. It is to secure our freedom and perpetuate its blessings. The proper role of government in the United States is to secure liberty for our posterity. The proper role of government is to guarantee the rights of the governed, deriving all just power from the governed. I'm just curious, has everyone here agreed to give up their inalienable rights, their natural rights, their absolute rights? Has everyone in California agreed to have the emperor and the kings of California sit in Silicon Valley and San Francisco and Sacramento and tell you how you should live and how you should educate your children? Is it really the proper role of government to fail to instruct our children in the Constitution that gave us the liberty we enjoy today? Is it the proper role of government to tell you what you can eat, what you can't eat, what you should eat, what your children should eat, where you can go, where you can't go, how much money you can spend on that, how much money you should have left at the end of the day because they're going to take the rest? Is it the proper role of government to tax you for every mile you drive? Is it the proper role of government to put a meter on your well so they can control your water use or control your electrical use? Is it the proper role of government to endanger hundreds of thousands of people living below the Oroville Dam so that the people in Los Angeles can get cheap water? And by the way, they don't care about the dam because you can't see that from their backyard. Is it the proper role of government to allow the Los Angeles Metropolitan Water District to fund a tunnel under the Delta so that they can take Northern California water south cheaply? Are those things really the proper role of government? And if they're not, why do we as people allow them to do those very, very things? Why is it that the people are allowing the government that they formed, the people formed, to serve them, to strip them of every cent they have and every right that God gave them. Is that really the proper role of government?
Mark? Mark,
and if the answer to that no, what are we going to do about it?
Mark, that's right. I've got a comment on that. I'd like to use history, if I could very briefly, on how we can do that. Winston Churchill, when he became prime minister, was not a popular decision by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it wasn't.
There's no way anybody really wanted him, and they were sort of stuck with him. And he was basically stuck with an impossible situation. I know when he first went in to see King Edward, you know, that was very awkward. He had his first luncheon with King Edward, and Winston was an interesting guy. For breakfast, he would have sherry or port. For lunch, he would have scotch and soda. And for dinner, he would have champagne. And then the rest of the night, and he'd stay up late, he would have brandy.
Always out of the glass, though.
Always out of the glass. Yeah. And what would happen is you know, the reputation of his stability was really something that was just beyond the pale. Anyway, the king asked Winston, well, you know, how is it that you manage to drink during the middle of the day? And Winston simply said, practice. And I think that the position that we need to look at is practice. All the things Mark said are very true. So what did Winston Churchill do? Well, he was at his wit's end. I mean, all of Europe was lost. Belgium had surrendered. France was in the process of surrendering. 300,000 men were stuck in Dunkirk. He absolutely was alone. He went to Franklin Roosevelt. He asked for planes. He couldn't get the planes because of two new acts that were done by the Congress of the United States. In fact, the deal was you can have the planes, and we can take them to Canada, and you can get horses to pull them across the border.
Yeah.
And that was the whole deal with this. So here he was alone. What was he going to do? Well, when King Edward finally said, well, I'm behind you, as we're all standing behind each other, what did the people think? And everything Mark just said was very, very, very important. But what do the people think? What we need to do is to go out and talk to the people, not our friends, not people we know, not the same people we see all the time, not just this radio show, but to go out into the stores, to go out into your churches, to go out into the community and say, are you okay with all these things? And Mark just gave a litany of everything that's wrong. But we have to go to the people and see what the people say. Mm-hmm. What do the people say? And we'd like to hear that. 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567, and we're going to go off to another quick break here. Mark, if you could hold, please.
Okay.
Thanks.
Time is cool.
351.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Lisa, I want some more.
More? You want more?
Oliver, the award-winning musical adaptation of the classic Dickens novel, springs to life at the Cascade Theater with some of the most memorable characters and songs ever to hit the stage. April 19th to the 22nd and 26th to the 29th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 and online at cascadetheater.org.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit soj51.net and donate now to show your support.
back at it. All right, Mark, you still there?
Still here.
All right, good, good. Hey, I'm kind of jealous of your view up at your property there. I might have to invade and come check it out.
Well, I got to say, it isn't bad.
Hey, Mark, stay with us. We have Gary Hollihan on here. So what you got there, okay. Professor?
Well, good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are you?
So far, so good. And you?
Oh, fine. All right. Speaking of contacting the people, I and Pete Peters and the competition across the road, KQMS, are sponsoring a essay contest for grades 6 through 12. So we're going to the young people. The two questions are, first one is if you walked out of school for regarding school safety, why, what did you learn, et cetera. That's just a brief summary. I have more details that were put up. In fact, Sally put them up on Facebook. And the other subject we added, if you what God-given right would you give up and why, or what God-given right would you defend and why? And the deadline for the contest is the end of this month, and the two best essays will each receive $100. It's no small fortune, but at least it's $100.
So how do people get in touch or submit their essay?
More details. The hard copy is on at KQMS, or I've called all the schools twice now. In fact, I just finished the last one was Wednesday, telling them, and I have put out my home phone to those schools, the English department chairs, to contact me if they have any questions, etc. And so far, two have contacted me, so I know the info is out there. Now, whether they will decide to act, that remains to be seen.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much, Professor.
That's a great thing. Thank you very much, Gary. That's awesome.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
And I kind of wanted to just finish up that one quick thing on Winston Churchill. The way he decided to himself to go out and see what the people thought is he went and got on the subway in England and went down there, had never been on a bus before, never had ridden on it. He went down there, he sat in a car, and he just talked to folks. What do you think? Should we surrender? Should we give up? Should we comply? Should we negotiate for peace?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't only a no from the people, it was a hell no from the people.
Over my dead body.
Over
no.
My dead body.
Mm-hmm.
And that inspired him, as did Edward, mm-hmm. King Edward. But that's what we need to do, and Gary's right. We need to get out in the community. Mark, what say you, sir?
Well, I mean, I agree, and I agree with the essay contest. I think that more of us need to get involved in the education system, show up to these school board meetings, find out what our kids are not learning or what they are learning. I don't think they teach much Constitution anymore. And about Winston Churchill, I just can't imagine in my wildest dreams that Jerry Brown would come up here and ride the Siskiyou stage lines and ask people what they really think about the California government.
Yes.
I can't imagine that Kevin Leon or Tony Villar, in my wildest dreams, would go out into the city and ask people, are they okay with paying $1 a gallon more for gas than anyone else in the nation pays? Are they okay with funding the entire global warming effort for all of the lazy political Trump degenerates who just don't want to pay taxes to save the world? Somehow I just can't imagine Jim Nielsen or Brian Daly or any of those guys going out and actually asking regular people who don't donate to their campaigns what they think about the stupidity in Sacramento and grade them on their performance of trying to effect a change in Sacramento. I mean, everybody's really quick to say we're fighting the good fight. I'm sorry. From my chair, I don't see the good fight in Sacramento.
No, not happening.
I don't see any fight in Sacramento. What I see is a white flag. What I see is
a government that is sacrificing our children and our futures, mine, my wife's, our children, our grandchildren, on the altar of political correctness, progressive liberalism, and climate change.
Well, I think it's personal gain. I think it's personal gain for people.
Well, like, you know, the money.
And Ted Gaines, 12 homes? How do you get that on a senator's salary?
Well, it all leads to the money. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't know how Ted Gaines got all of his houses.
Me either.
And if he did it legitimately, I don't begrudge a guy his success. But, you know, the point is you follow the money in all of these
right.
projects, and now you're gonna find the heart of politics.
And the power.
Yeah, because none of these things have anything to do with the fish.
Right.
None of these things have anything to do with the climate.
Right.
In the end, it's all about the money. And the money in California is how you get elected. And without the money, you don't have a chance of getting elected. That's why we're suing
yep.
the state of California on behalf of all Californians.
Yep.
And that's why we need Jefferson. Because in Jefferson, we've created a political model that will suck the money out of the politics and create an environment where politicians will have to serve because they feel compelled to do so. And it will be cheap and easy for their constituents to get rid of them if they turn out to be bums or crooks.
Well, there you go.
Now,
you were
talking about the average guy. We have there's someone named Norm, a gentleman named Norm on the line. What you got, Norm?
Good morning, Norm.
Morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you
doing?
Hey,
I think people have a wrong opinion of the way I'm thinking. I'm for the state of Jefferson 100%. But I live in California, and I can see what they're doing to us. And we can't roll over and play dead for them people.
That's right.
We have to get out there and fight them with everything we've got. And that means getting out there and holler and raise hell and do exactly what we can to stop it until we have the state of Jefferson.
Amen, brother.
Hey, you know, Norm, I want to thank you for your service. I want to thank you for your patriotism. This man's a real patriot, and he has been out there fighting this fight many years, including serving his country. Thanks again, my good friend.
Thanks, Terry.
You know, Norm brought up a really good point. We are involved in the process of separating from California. We're involved in the process of suing California, but that doesn't cause us to abdicate our responsibility to what California is doing to us each and every day. Norm's right. We need to show up. I mean, you know, we really need to somehow get our heads together and create a mechanism through which every county in Jefferson would figure out a way to commit and be able to deliver 1,000 people or 1,500 people to show up at the Capitol in order to protest these illegal acts. We really need a way because, you know, they don't listen to us. You show up with 300 or 400 guys. Well, electors don't care what you think and they don't have to. 200 or 300 votes don't mean anything to them. But if we could show up to the Capitol one time with 25,000 people, they would start to listen to us. Block the roads, block the streets, park in the road, whatever it takes. There aren't 25,000 parking places in Sacramento. But if we could figure out among all of our counties, how each county could commit and deliver 1,000 to 1,500 people apiece, they would have to listen to us because they wouldn't be able to get in and out of the building for the crowd.
I agree. I think there's so much diversion right now, and there's diversion on many of the radio programs that we all listen to. There's diversion on, oh, this is happening and that's happening, and isn't this great, that's happening, this is happening. By the way, this is happening and that's happening. Not understanding the real deal is here. They're coming for us. There is no silver lining in this, folks. We all know it. They're coming for us. There isn't anybody that's listening to this, and probably most people wake up sometimes with that sinking feeling in their stomach that their liberty and their stuff could be taken at any time. Now, is that the way we want to live? And is that the way that anybody wants to live? And Mark is absolutely right. We've got to get out in the communities. You know, we have to get these broadcasts out. We've got to get the other radio programs out. You want to announce that other radio show again there, Wynn? The call letters and all that good stuff for the folks in Placer, Nevada, and El Dorado counties?
Yeah, it's at 10 o'clock. It's K-High Radio Station, AM 950, FM 104.5. And they'll have their host down there doing talking about Jefferson doing everything that they're doing on the southern end and Jefferson White as well. One of the things we could do is kind of everybody, I challenge everybody, you know, you've got cell phones, they've got cameras built into them. And then why not go out and do a Waters World out on the on the streets of your community? You know, have somebody, maybe you do the interviews and have somebody else run the camera or the phone, whatever. But do that and, you know, get permission from people to be videoed and ask them, you know, ask them three or four basic questions and ask everybody the same questions. You know, just go out there and ask them and just filtrate it and get it out there and post it. But make sure you get permission from the people that you're going to do this with and ask them, you know, what they think, why they think what they think and, come up with some good, pithy questions. Don't make them long-winded questions. People don't like that. Make it short and sweet. Keep it short and sweet. And just ask people the questions. Say, hey, in a word or two, what do you think? You know, or in a nutshell, or yes or no. And yes or no and why, you know, whatever. I think we need to do that and just burn up the Facebook airwaves with it and get it posted out that way. And we can post it other ways as well. We can post it through emails and do it every other way to get the media release out there to get the word out there. We haven't gone that route yet. So I think that's the next logical avenue for us to do that because we want to get the word out. We want to find out what's going on and we don't want to be preaching to the choir. We tend to do that a lot and God bless the choir. But at the same time, we need to get out and find out what's really going on. And we know what's really going on, but find out from other people's perspective. And, you know, a lot of folks that don't have all the knowledge that we do about what's going on and why it's happening and what we're doing and just, you know, have a little dialogue with them and get them involved.
Brilliant.
So we should do that.
That's a great idea, and I think that what we need to do is we need to start posting those things on Facebook. And folks, if you're out there hearing this, we'll bring this up on the call tonight.
Yeah,
we'll talk about this. This is some things we need to do. We need to start reaching out to everyone. Nick, if you're there,
you got to make it pithy, man. We got like a minute.
Hey, I just opened up my registration fee for my old junk 1994 Toyota work pickup. $127.
Yep.
That's pathetic. If you want to know where all these taxes are going, Mark, it's going to the pensions.
There
the
you go.
Well, of California.
No matter where it's going, it's coming out of your pocket. And I am a rancher, and we have several vehicles, and most of them are old, and some of them work, and some of them don't. And the registrations have doubled and tripled in some cases. And, you know, 90% of them never leave the ranch except to go get gas in them.
So hey, you know what? I've got to put this in working man's terms. 127 will buy 34 12-packs of beer. Have a great day.
I have a 1995 Ford that just went from $100-something a year to $450 a year.
$450?
What the?
Well, we had made a prediction. We had made a prediction about 6 months ago, that there'd be another 73 cents because of this car tax added on to gas.
At the
time, gas was $2.46 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's $3.50. I was wrong. It was a buck.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, as we tell all these people these different things on these radio programs and stuff, by gosh, how far off in the woods can we get? I mean, holy mackerel. I mean, let's talk about raising turtles. I know. Let's talk about raising turtles or watching butterflies and make sure that the little kids, when they're out there watching the butterflies, don't eat them. And how do you stop them from eating the butterflies? I mean, seriously, you know, we really have to get to a position. Mark, we got like 1 minute, 1 minute left, buddy. What you got?
Well, all I have to say is fight. That's all. That's what we need to do. We need to fight. We need to raise awareness. We need to show up when we're needed. That's what we got to do. Stand up and show up. And the time has come for 51, folks. There's no getting out of this. It's now or never.
Amen, brother.
It has.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark. We truly appreciate your time. All right.
Okay, you want to give that phone number one more time? You got about 20 seconds. Phone number for the call tonight, one more time. I'm sorry to...
712-440... Oh, dang it. Yeah, no.
No.
Go back and listen to the beginning of the show. I can't seem to find it. Don't do that to me anymore. Okay, 712-770-4114.
Access code?
Access code 307-268 hashtag.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Good man.
The time has come.
For 51, my friend.